Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Quofaloma.
Quofaloma. Quofaloma.
Quofaloma.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That'd be weird. Very weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're not cooking out and you want to go out for dinner, well, we've got great steakhouses, great burger joints all over the state of Mississippi. Beef should always be the first choice. When the family says, you know, hey, where are we going to eat tonight? Somebody's got to throw out a place where beef is king. And if that's not you, well, then you're the problem within your own family, and you should be ashamed.
Ooh, wow.
Mm. You didn't expect that, did you?
Just straight to it.
Just didn't expect that, did you, huh? Sometimes we got to have some hard truths around here.
Yeah, I guess so.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Mississippi State gear is in hot supply right now, in hot demand right now, because Mississippi State baseball is off to such a great start. And you want to be representing Mississippi State. So you can do that with a quick trip to College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Before we get started here, I want to share a cool story.
Please do.
So I after the game today, and just for what's the word I'm looking for? Clarity. We are recording on Saturday afternoon, or Saturday, almost Saturday evening. Robbie and I were like, we got a chance to have a full day off. Let's take it. So I leave after the press conference. I'm walking to my car. Two young guys in front of me, and I could tell immediately, I was like, oh, those are baseball players. I got closer. I was like, okay, it was Nunnally and Woodson.
Okay.
So I go around them. I'm going to my car, and I hear Nunnally say, oh, there he is. I turn around, and Polk is coming over.
Oh. And I thought he was talking about you.
No.
Here comes Brian Haydad.
They don't know me from Adam.
He's a trash. Yeah.
What'd you say about me? Anyway, Polk grabs them and is like, show me how you're coming off the base. He proceeds to give them like a 5-minute lecture on foot placement and how they should be standing on first base if they want to get the best jump. He's like getting down. He's doing, and I'm just sitting there watching. I'm like, this is really cool.
That's literally what Ron Polk was made to do.
Yeah.
Coach.
By the way, whole time, big stogie right here. Yeah. Just sitting there talking and instructing, and like he's showing them. And Woodson and Nunnally are taking it all in, and I'm just watching. And they look at me a couple of times, but I'm just like, I think they saw that I had the media credential on.
Yeah.
So I wasn't just rando. I mean, I'm pretty random, but not that random. So I watched the whole thing, and finally Ron tells me, all right, well, I'll see you guys later. And he walks off. And I looked at Nunnally. I was like, thanks for not running me off there. That was cool. And he gives me a little nod. Really cool. And I didn't play baseball, so what they were talking about, I couldn't tell you. But it was something cool to see, like, this guy, 80-something years old, still as much passion for teaching the game of baseball. He's just walking around. He's just headed to his car, and he just happens to see them, and he had something stirred in his mind. Like, I saw him coming off the base, and I didn't like what I saw. I'm going to go talk to him. I'm going to share that with O'Connor when I talk to him on Monday. I bet he'll get a kick out of it.
It's funny that you mentioned that, too. Like, I was looking at Twitter, and Jay Powell, I think, posted a picture of Ron Polk down there on the field pregame, uh-huh. And he was, like, talking to the players.
Yeah.
Like, kind of coaching them.
He still got the passion.
Yeah,
to go out
he
there. And
really
I don't
does.
think there's any doubt about that. Mississippi State had the passion to score some runs on Saturday.
Quite a few.
You and I have seen a lot of baseball at Mississippi State. That's a very unique game. 26-0 is the final score. I can't believe I'm talking about a baseball game where the final score is 26-0. But it was. And for the Bulldogs,
May I interest you in Sacramento State 5, LSU 3 in the top of the
they just
ninth?
hit a home run. It's 5-4. One out. I've got the live stats up. I'm
Is
looking.
it the ninth?
It's the bottom of the ninth.
Or the bottom of the ninth?
Bottom of the
Okay.
ninth. LSU just hit a home
LSU
run.
and Florida on the ropes. Florida has a chance to lose this series.
Series, yeah. Sacramento State's up 5-4, bottom of the ninth, one out.
Something thinks with
Top of
LSU.
the it's top of the order. The number they're about to it's about 2 and 3. So Brown and Milam are about to hit for them.
Monster.
Yeah, that dude's yeah.
Something stinks. Something
Yeah,
stinks.
they're
Not,
off.
it's
Well,
not the splayed
apparently
plug-in that you have over here.
that smells fantastic. That's the only thing keeping us from like smelling like a bunch of pepperoncinis in here, okay? Don't even get me started on that. LSU has 4 runs today on 3 hits against Sacramento State.
The offense is, I mean, it's
It's
kind of
something's
like
not
home
right.
run or bust.
Something's not right with them. I agree with that.
State's offense is pretty good.
So Sacramento State was up 1-0 in the going into the eighth. They scored 4 runs, make it 5-0. Bottom of the eighth, LSU scores 3 runs. And then top of the ninth, nothing for Sac State, and then one run here, but one out, base is empty. So we'll see where it goes.
Come on. Come on, Sac State.
26-0. 13 runs in 1 inning. I don't know that I've ever seen a guy who didn't lead off the inning bat twice in an inning, but Noah Sullivan did that. So did Drew Weyers and Ace Reese. Sullivan and Weyers this weekend, absolute all-stars. Sullivan especially. He might be SEC Player of the Week. He had 3 home runs in the 2 games that he played this weekend.
6 RBI on
Just
Saturday,
on Saturday.
and he went out of the game in like the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he and Drew Weyers, by the way, I don't know if you guys haven't seen the interview that we did on Thursday night.
Funny guy.
Was it Thursday night?
It was a Friday night. No, wait, it
No, it
was
was
Thursday
Thursday.
night. It was like you were there, yeah.
I talked to
Talked
this
about being a
guy.
fat kid.
Yeah, I talked to this guy during whenever he committed to Mississippi State, and I was so impressed with him when I talked to him. He's a future coach. I don't know if he wants to do that, but if he was a baseball coach, it would not shock me in the least. Like the way that he handles himself and how he talks,
Yeah.
so mature. And I can't say enough, by the way, just kind of diverting a little bit, but how this team is handling the situation is unbelievable. Like they all are just locked in
We'll talk
on
to O'Connor about that.
it, and I don't think it's like just talk. Like I think it is
It
literally
feels
like
like that.
we just want to win a championship.
Yeah, like Duke Stone, I asked him about that today, and he just said, there's not a bad guy on this team. He's like,
There isn't.
we
Like
are all here.
we've all seen the body language. You know, obviously this team is a group of yawners that they have some issues with not getting enough sleep. It's a real problem with this team that they aren't able to come focused in on a ball game. No, but it's a team that they're all on the same page, and like it's incredible that they've been able to do that in a short time. And I don't know if that was just a freak thing, if it's Brian O'Connor, if it's
I want to ask him about it because I want to know the
the
answer. Because
nucleus
you're
of
right.
players.
Because it's weird that all these new guys have this much chemistry.
Yeah, but Wires ends up, he goes 5 out of 9 on the weekend. He scored 6 runs. He drove in 2 runs. He had 2 home runs. He walked 4 times
He
on
could be
Friday.
MVP player of the week, too. Yeah.
He could, and like that's the thing is like
Got
on
a couple
Friday he
options.
didn't have a hit, but he walked 4 times.
So let's
That's
go
kind of
through
what
the
Noah Sullivan does too.
box score here. State 20 hits today. Scores 26 runs, 3 doubles, 4 home runs. Home runs from Kevin Milwuski. It's great to see him
Yes.
back out there. First at bat after first at bat since opening weekend, puts one over the left field wall. 2 home runs for Sullivan and 1 for Garrick Fry. State bad at what? It looks like 9 plus 1, 2. Sorry, guys. Three, four, five, six. So 15 guys bat it, and they got 20 hits. The only guy who didn't get a hit today were Gatlin Sanders, who got on with a walk and scored 2 runs,
Yeah.
and and Peter Mrazek, who didn't get a hit, but he had a sack fly for an RBI. So everybody had productive at-bats. And as impressive as that is, from a pitching perspective, State gave up one hit, one walk, shut out, obviously, and struck out 10 in seven innings. Duke Stone went four innings, pitched four perfect innings. 12 up, 12 down, he struck out six. As good a day for Mississippi State baseball as you'll see maybe ever. Just put it that way.
I mean, it wasn't just like that. They walked nine guys, I think, in this game. The pitching was not great. But how many times have we seen Mississippi State just struggle against putrid pitching?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just come out and they can't touch the guy. And the guy's just, you know, he's throwing it up there at 85. And you just, how many times have we seen that?
We've seen it many times.
State took advantage. This is what
they saw. 2-0 in the first inning. Sullivan hits a home run.
We've had these situations, and it happened on Thursday night where State was like struggling for four innings or whatever it was. And people are starting to come out and say, you know, maybe we're just not very good and this and that. At this point, I think we have to give them the benefit of the doubt that eventually they're going to get it together offensively in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be a time or two within the game where State's got like two outs and they string together like four straight hits.
Yes.
Like, that's just what this offense is going to do. And there's not a single spot in the lineup right now that you look at as an easy out. You know, I think James Nunnally's scuffling a little bit. He's batting around 200. He's struggling. But that's a guy that's capable of putting together a really good at-bat.
Well, let's just do this, Robbie. Here's the batting average for State starters today. All right?
Which was just
1 through 9. 478, 406, 405, 476, 385, 353, 333, 429, 429. Now, I know that the pitching is about to get a lot better.
Yeah,
that the State's going to be facing. Those numbers will all drop. But hey, if they only drop, if they drop 100 points, you're still hitting about 320 as a team. I mean, these are ridiculous numbers.
It's insane. It really is. And this is I always loved watching Brian O'Connor's, and Kevin McMullen deserves most of the credit, I think, as the hitting coach. But I've always enjoyed watching them play because it's a line drive, you know, hard hit ball team. That's the kind of teams I love watching. I want the teams that are going to hit doubles in the gaps, and those pitches are going to turn into home runs. But I want teams that are not focused on launch angle, and because there's going to be games where you're focused on hitting a bunch of home runs. We see it with Ole Miss every year.
Yeah.
Ole Miss runs into a regional where they're hitting a bunch of fly balls and they're staying in the park. Mm-hmm. And I'm not picking on Ole Miss because it's Ole Miss.
Well, that's Michael been Kirk their. He talked about that.
That's been their go-to since Mike Bianco's been there.
Two walks. They're fixing a win. Michael Borky talked about that.
Before,
it's second and first and second with one out. Michael Borky talked about it. He said Ole Miss can't manufacture runs. They either hit home run, and that's what happened to them on Friday in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had four runs on like 13 hits. Mississippi State gets 13 hits. They're probably scoring 7-8 runs. And you're right. They've just simplified things at the plate, and it's working for them right now.
I thought that Ole Miss team and that won the national championship, they were just so tough to get through that lineup.
Yeah.
They weren't a lineup that's just going to hit a bunch of home runs.
Right.
But most of the time, that's what you see from Bianco's teams is like they're going to hit a ton of home runs, and they got the guys that are swinging for the fences. But this offense under Kevin McMullen is going to be hard contact, ground ball through a hole, line drive. I mean, how many times have we seen this team this year where infield draws in, where they line it in the outfield? Like, the situational awareness of this team is very strong.
Yeah.
And that's why I've always enjoyed watching Virginia. I always respected Kevin McMullen. And that's the kind of offense I think that could do a ton of damage in the SEC.
It's interesting you bring that up because you weren't there Friday night. You were down in Jackson covering Starkville High. And O'Connor talked about that. He talked about how State had a runner on third with nobody out three times in the game and didn't score that runner because they didn't put the ball on the right side of the infield. They couldn't put it in play to the outfield. And he said, that's disappointing. We have to be able to do that. And it's interesting you bring that up because on Saturday, there was just nothing to it.
And
it,
there's going to be games where they don't. I mean, they're not going to be perfect.
They're not going to score
every game
15 runs every game. No,
but I think when you look at what they've done so far this year, and you look at how this offense operates, it more often than not you're going to see that. I mean, since that first weekend, has there been a game where they've been held under 5 runs?
No.
Six.
Six was against Southern Miss. They scored six.
Under six.
Under six, no.
So this offense is producing right now consistently at a really high level. You can't hold them down. Right. Like, it's just going to be – there's going to be some games where you face an ace in the SEC where you have a run or two. Like, State's not going to be just blowing up the scoreboard every week.
Right.
But I would say more often than not, getting through these nine, whoever they put out there, is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I still don't think this team's playing their best baseball.
Nah.
Like, I think today was probably about as good as they could play.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't make any mistakes. Like, I don't remember, outside of maybe Charlie Foster walked a guy.
Charlie Foster gave up the only base runner State had in this game.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, he gave up and the hit was an infield single.
And it was a great play by Gary Fry, by the way.
Yeah.
He couldn't have made it, but I just don't think they could have played much better than they did. I don't even say that was a Lipscomb problem. I think that was just State playing so well. And that's what it looks like when they're playing so well. This team is scary.
They are. But as you said, as we've been saying, the price of poker goes up big time this week. You have the game down in the coast with Tulane. I don't know anything about Tulane baseball this year. Are they any good? I know you haven't done your.
They might be decent.
Let's have a look at the Green Wave. That's a program that used to be really. Nah, they're 8-6. But let's see who they've lost. I see UCLA on here. They lost one to Loyola Marymount. So that's a West Coast team. They're probably not terrible. They lost to UCLA. They lost to UNO. That's a bad loss.
Yeah.
Lost to Eastern Kentucky. That's not
the Privateers.
Okay. All right. You should be okay. And then they've lost. They lost last night to TCU. They're at TCU this weekend, so they might drop. So yeah, they could be. They're not good. We'll just put it that way. We'll just go with that. Two down.
Great, Bob.
Two down in Baton Rouge. we'll see what happens.
What are we doing in Gainesville?
They're in a rain delay.
Oh.
But how many innings is that played? Hold on.
That's got to be late.
They're bottom five.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Hold on. This is live stats. It might be a little behind on that. If they're in the sixth, they can call that.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the SEC is really talented, but there's some up and down in this league.
Well, it's just
I think it's Texas, Mississippi State, and everybody else right now.
What I want to ask O'Connor on Monday is everybody has these bad losses. Except for, I wouldn't say Ole Miss has bad losses, right? They lost to Baylor, who's not a terrible team. Coastal's very good.
They're not bad.
Right, they're not bad.
They're not bad losses, but they
they're not losing to teams that are going to be sub-100, sub-200 RPI.
Yeah.
But LSU, Arkansas, Vandy's got a bunch of them. Florida has a couple now. Auburn has, I mean, like, who are these? Why has his team been able to navigate this is my question. That's what I want to know the answer to. Like, what is it you're doing that I mean, you have two losses to the top 10 teams. Ball game.
Sac State, baby.
My cousin Marty has been like, who's a big Tiger, as you know, has been all like, oh, well, you know, these midweek games, Jay Johnson just uses those as practice. You won't see that on the weekends.
You know how I know that LSU fans are a little nervous?
They're making excuses like that?
No, they're.
I cannot believe they lost.
They're openly talking about Mississippi State baseball
and
how like they're kind of diminishing Brian O'Connor a little bit. They're a little concerned, I think. We have a acquaintance who told us that Brian O'Connor was not a good hire.
That's right. Well, we'll get to him eventually.
That he owes us a stake if Mississippi State wins a national title.
I've brought our bit. What?
Did you see the SEC Network picture of Paul Heyman?
I thought that was great. I've brought the bit that we have in our media group to my friend group of when something happens that I'm happy about.
I've done that too.
I've brought it in there.
I've done that too in my friend group.
McDuff
as well.
Just keeps asking me if I'm okay. Let's go.
It might be time to cancel college baseball. If Florida and LSU both lose, it might
It's
be time.
crazy that.
Tennessee, too.
Oh, let me check on that game. Oh, it's final. Tennessee won. But these games have been, both games have been close with Wright State.
Tennessee's like surviving these bad
Who do
teams.
they play next week? Who does Tennessee start conference play with? Do we know? Tennessee baseball schedule.
That's usually a bad sign whenever
When
you're
you're,
barely beating these
I
teams.
mean, we know that by, we know that very well. All
Yeah.
right. So, Miss Tennessee, first SEC weekend, they are at Georgia.
Okay.
So set your over under of March 15th of that's the day Tennessee fans stop caring about baseball. Because if
Yes.
they get swept or they lose two out of three, then
They'll be done. Right now,
you look at
they're
Missouri
still
week
big
two, that
baseball
get
fans.
maybe push them. You know, if they're 4-2 after the first 2 weekends, they're like, okay, we're all right, we're all right.
Yep.
And then they go to Vandy. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Vandy's not any good either. So,
Yeah, I mean, that
oh,
schedule, Mississippi State's schedule looks a lot different than it did preseason right now.
it does.
Arkansas's, I'm not
They're
saying State's going
iffy.
to go to Arkansas and
They're a
beat
little
them, but
iffy. They're a
they
little
are
iffy.
not what we thought. Vanderbilt is not what we thought.
Is
Tennessee's
Arkansas
not.
not playing? I guess rain has
They
wiped out
won like
Arkansas.
14-1, I think, or something like
Okay.
that.
Well, they're not on today's. Oh, here they are. Yeah, they beat Stetson. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. There it is.
Stetson,
The
the
Hatters.
Hatters.
So this Mississippi State team right now, you know, you've done everything you can do. You're going to be, you should be 15-2 when you start SEC play. I think going back to the preseason, if we had said that, everybody had been like, perfect, you're fine. And they probably could have picked the two. They probably would have picked either two games in Texas or you would have lost to Southern Miss. And last year, you lost to Southern Miss in Hattiesburg. And then when they came to start, well, you run ruled them.
Yep.
So, going to be an interesting. Southern Miss has Ole Miss on Tuesday. I'm interested in that game.
Is that at the
It's at
Southern?
Hattiesburg. Yeah.
That'll be
So,
interesting.
we'll see how that all pans out. But just a crazy day this Saturday. I just think they should play every game at 10 a.m. We got to eat
I loved it.
a breakfast burrito courtesy of our guy Chad Dakis, and
Oh, that
then
was delicious.
had some homemade cinnamon rolls courtesy of one of our listeners, Rob Chittum. Very nice of him. Delicious bread. I'm not here. I know a lesson. I'm gonna teach everybody a lesson here, because Chad was, or Rob was like, "Hey, tell me if this is better than Robbie's mom's bread and cinnamon rolls." Never do that. You want to know an easy way to get people to stop giving you food? Tell them their food is better, is worse than somebody else's.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not
whoever.
picking.
I'm not picking. It's delicious. The
Here's what
bread
I'll
is
say
just
about them. They're
phenomenal.
both, I will say it was not bad. It was actually very good.
Very good.
So it doesn't matter whose was better.
Both were delicious. So appreciate you guys taking care of us. We're going to be taking care of you. I'm going to have baseball tickets to give away all season long. So just keep an eye on Twitter. Most of the time, I'm just going to do a straight giveaway. Maybe some of the SEC games, I will. We'll try to have a little fun with it, maybe make you guys go, you know, do a chore for me or something. Not anything
A chore,
formal.
chore. We're not talking
I'm not talking
basketball.
about basketball. I just want to say this about basketball real quick. Real quick.
Make it quick.
The number of games where you shoot 60% from the field and you out-rebound your opponent and you still lose has got to be low.
It's
But Mississippi
crazy.
State found another way to do
Yeah, we
it.
gotta stop talking about State's offense, man.
Very, very interesting few final moments to some. Out there in those closing moments, the spread was 5.5. How does Vegas know? I don't know the answer. I wish I did.
Hey, real quick, we didn't really talk about the pitching performance much today, but
Yeah,
I thought Duke Stone was outstanding.
really good.
And here's the thing about
He's
Duke.
got a lot of confidence right now.
He does. He didn't really waver against UCLA. He had a couple of tough moments where they were just seeing him well, but the thing I like about Duke is he competes with the strike zone. Same way with Ryan McPherson and for the most part Tomas Valančiūnas too. All three starters, they're not going to get rattled and start walking three or four guys. You know, they're throwing strikes and you might hit them. You know, Duke Stone might have a day where he just gets hit around the yard. That's going to happen on Sundays, especially. Ryan McPherson might have a day where he's struggling to throw strikes, whatever. But all three of those guys, they ain't just coming in there and walking the park. So that's what I really like about him. And I talked to him, I asked him on Saturday, you know, what he learned from facing UCLA, and that's one of the best offenses in the country. You can take so much from that game. And there was people that were already thinking about like, oh, who are we going to start on Sunday after that? I thought he competed well. They just beat him. I mean, that was one of those cases where like you gave him your best stuff and they just beat you. Because he wasn't walking anybody. He was ahead 0-2, 1-2 in counts. I think he had two strikes on almost every guy that had a hit against him.
Yeah,
He
he
just
missed.
couldn't get strikeouts.
Yeah.
But he got him today. He had six strikeouts in four innings. He retired every single player that he went up against. I think that that's going to be one of the better Sunday starters in the league.
Yeah,
I really do.
I mean, he's
And
not going to face a lot.
State's going to have just a solid rotation.
He's just not going to face a lot of lineups better than the one he faced with.
No.
I mean, we
UCLA.
play LSU, but they had four hits today on Sacramento State. I mean, I'm sure the Tigers will get it going eventually. Ole Miss can hit the ball. Texas, obviously, very, very good. That's a good team.
Parker's always had a good plan against Ole Miss, I feel like.
Yeah.
They've come out and just beat him, but it seems like he's always had a decent like
Yeah,
plan against
yeah, yeah.
them.
So, all right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Kine District, where my smoke wing count continues to climb. I want to make something clear to everybody. I'm not eating 32 wings at a sitting. Got people tweeting at me like,
People
that's
don't, they don't read.
like it's a bit that you have to keep up with. I eat eight at a time. I've had four orders of wings at games I've been to. I didn't eat wings today at the game because I didn't want to eat wings at 9 in the morning.
Yes.
But they're delicious. Don't get me wrong. And the next time I'm back at Duty Noble Field, I will be getting smoked wings, and you should too. And then you take that
And
experience.
apparently they have barbecue there as
The
well.
barbecue nachos, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not the pork rind nachos,
Well, of course
but
not.
they are
We
just good old. Yeah, that would
can't
be.
expect everything.
If they were pork rind nachos, then nobody would watch the game. It would be the line
Oh, gosh.
just getting into the. Although here's an idea. I'm just gonna throw this out there to you. They sell pork rinds down on the first baseline.
Ooh.
You could go buy some pork rinds and then maybe get a pulled pork sandwich
Ingenuity.
and get you a little queso.
Yep.
We could engineer this. I may do that next game. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll talk about it. But what we're going to talk about
Or
is.
two brothers might just down the line, maybe they could just bring some pork rinds. So I'm just
We're
saying.
just saying. We're not saying anything.
Just
We're
saying.
just saying. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother in the cotton industry. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. When you need technology in your business or you need new technology at your business, call Advantage Business Systems to get a great deal and a great product, but more importantly, to get service after the sale. These are machines, they're temperamental, like Robbie. And
What?
when you
When have
need.
I been known to be temperamental? 5 minutes ago?
Every day of your life. Anyway, if you need a
Just a
new
little
copy or a
emotional.
new printer, yeah. You wear your emotions on your sleeve.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Well, they wear service on their sleeve at Advantage Business Systems. That's how they've been able to stay open for
50.
years. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. That's where I got this really cool 85 maroon
Like it.
T-shirt that fits me because they have got some good sizes there at Maroon & Co. Maroon & Co. has everything maroon and white. If you're looking for Mississippi State gear, it's the place to shop in Starkville. Nobody has a bigger or better selection. Stuff you cannot find anywhere else. It's only at Maroon & Co. Like our friend Luke Alexander's LA7 line right there at Maroon & Co. And you guys have done a great job of keeping that stuff off the shelves at Maroon & Co. Every time they reload, it gets sold out. We appreciate you. And we're going to show you our appreciation with our promo code. Thunder15 takes 15% off the regular price at Maroon & Co. and at maroonandco.com. So you can save some money and get some great gear at Maroon & Co. Before you go to your next game here in Starkville, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Spring is here and the grass isn't waiting on anyone, Robbie. It's time to gear up at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden during our John Deere Spring Sales event. Whether you're a pro or a weekend warrior, they've got the deals to get you moving. 0% for 36 months on all commercial mowers. That means you can buy a commercial mower, and then you don't have to pay for that until after Lady's third birthday party.
Oh,
I mean, let's think about it like that. Right?
yeah, I don't like thinking about it in terms of my kids
No, I
running
get
up.
you. I get you. But I'm just saying. Tear up the trail with 1.9% up for 36 months on the John Deere Gator. And for the heavy lifting, 0% for 72 months on compact tractors and select 5 Series tractors. These offers are valid through April 30th. So don't wait for the weeds to win. Visit Scruggs today, 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo. At Scruggs, they have what you want for less. I want to give a big shout out right this second before we get in here to our friend Landon Case, who was kind enough to finally send me some things to talk about for good old Landon Timber. I appreciate you. He said everything was fine.
Whenever...
He said everything was fine, but he's like, I got you here. So here's what we're gonna Landon, you're gonna have to let me kind of read off the phone until I get a handle for it. But anyway, if you own your land, your timber could be one of your biggest assets, and knowing how to manage it can make a huge difference. That's where Good Hope Land and Timber comes in. They help landowners get the most value from their property through timber buying, forest management, thinning, and harvesting, all done safely and responsibly. Their expert crews follow industry standards to protect your land while maximizing your return. If you're wondering what your timber might be worth or you're planning a harvest, give the folks at Good Hope Land and Timber a call. It's 601-442-9888. We got a number. Yeah. Or look them up on the web at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner improved. And I want to say this. The guys at Good Hope, they have 7 registered foresters that cover this state. They all attended Mississippi State along with the CEO and the COO of the company. This is a Mississippi State Bulldog company. If you're a landowner, reach out to Good Hope Land and Timber. I'm still going to use my line. They're experts in their field. They can be experts in your field.
Very good.
Sometimes we don't have all the information that we need in this life, and that was the case on Friday's podcast where we talked about Mississippi State's offensive line. And we didn't know at the time that Brandon Snee.
I think.
Oh, won't see him no more.
Don't come around here no more.
Whoever you're blocking for.
You remember back in the summer, or not in the summer, back in the winter, whenever people were like, everything's fine. This guy's going to be, and we said, yeah, but you put all your eggs now in this guy's basket because you didn't get Jordan Seaton, and now it's all up to this guy who's been playing at UAB, and everybody's like, no, it's everything's fine. How are we feeling?
Everything's not fine.
It's very bad.
Right now, this offensive line is holding Jeff Lebby hostage. Either if he's going to win or lose this year, it's all about what they have on the offensive line. Everything, I have complete confidence that defensively they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Arnett will get that defense going.
I think skill position, they're going to be fine.
They'll be fine, but can they block and protect Kamario Taylor? That's the question. And right now, when I look at it, my answer to that is no.
Yeah.
I think they're going to struggle doing that because I don't know that they have the talent that they need to have, and I don't buy into the guy who's coaching them. And I can't be any more honest with you than that. So, you know, I feel like if the state could go back somehow and tell Jordan Seaton, all right, we'll give you $12 million. They should have found a way to do that.
I mean, they did pretty much everything that they could do. I mean, I guess they could do more. I mean, I guess they could just make him a godfather offer of like 10 mil and like you're not going
but I mean,
anywhere. But like
he might have just wanted to play
a team that
was going to win more.
And that's what I said from the beginning is like everybody's making this just a money situation. Mm-hmm. There's more to it.
Yeah.
The guy wants to compete for a championship. He wants to go play for a playoff contender. Mm-hmm. It was going to be tough for Mississippi State to get him. They stayed in the game.
He had made good money at Colorado his first 2 years.
He was going to make good money anywhere.
He was ready to try to find a place where knew he could win big, and that's what he did. So, but here's the thing, Robbie, is that – and we go back to what we talked about, you know, a little bit. Like, you obviously had money in hand or at least had money promised to get Seton, $5 to $6 million to do that, right?
Yeah.
You should have offered – $3.5 million to Lance Hurd. Because he's at Kentucky. He chased the bag.
I think what they should have done is they should have just locked down somebody that they knew that they could get.
Yeah.
I think what they did was they said, we're going all in.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
It was.
Because when you went all in, you're overlooking some guys that could probably help
play.
You.
Yeah.
And you're competing with LSU, Oregon.
And again, this you knew back in October. You knew number one priority, get a left tackle. You had all those months to prepare, to pool your resources, to be ready. and you whiffed, and that's, you can't call it anything but a whiff. It's even a whiff. With Brandon Snay, you didn't get a hit.
No.
You maybe, you know, staved off elimination a little bit, but now there's just no question they screwed that up, and you got to be able to look at them and say that. So, is Jeff Lebby still going to be the coach here come December 1? I mean, you can't be with any real confidence right now. When you look at that schedule and you think that, you know, if State can't block, what are they going to do against South Carolina, against Missouri, against Minnesota? I mean, those first four games, and then Alabama. Like, it's not a good spot to be in for Mississippi State.
Well, what you're banking on right now is you have to have development underneath from guys that you're not really talking about right now. I talked about it the other day. The Spencer Dolans, the Braden Turnages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those guys,
one of those has got to become a player.
Yeah, they're going to have to be better than you thought. You're going to have guys that you weren't anticipating.
Mm-hmm.
Because just looking at it on the surface, you can't be totally confident in what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't. Because the guys haven't done anything. And if you're confident about it, more power to you. I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have a leg to stand on with it. You can't just tell me because
you're just a person that wants to be positive. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not gonna hit you up for that, but I'm just gonna tell you, like, you're not basing your thoughts in reality. You're just doing it like, look, I want to believe in this team and this guy, and that's fine. If that's the case, that's fine.
You're old. What's his name? We're not gonna mention his name, but that's what you are.
Yeah.
But I love you guys for that. I love that you're positive. I love that you're all in. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
But you can't get mad at the people that say, This is a big time question mark.
Yeah.
And I think that's putting it lightly. It's a big time question mark. Mm-hmm. I think it's a massive question mark and a big problem for Mississippi State. And again, like we said the other day, I mean, this is a more talented offensive line, probably deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably a deeper offensive line than what we've seen
mm-hmm.
The last couple of years, but it's unproven. The guys just have not done it. So I could see this line in a couple of years being really, really good.
But yeah. But
can they be good enough now?
Who's the coach when that happens? I don't know.
So you're going to have Lionel Prudhomme hit. You're going to have, you know, one of the freshman tackles that is back for another year. You're going to have Miles McVay. Those guys, DJ Jester, you know, one of those guys that you brought in from the transfer portal that are redshirt freshmen, are going to have to probably step up, like Lionel Prudhomme or Tyler Miller or Mario Nash or a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to be completely optimistic about this group. And we weren't very optimistic about them the other day.
Right.
And that was
But now it's come down. So, yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Snee.
Mr. Snee. All right. Tomorrow's show, baseball, we'll talk with Coach O'Connor. And then later this week, we'll get a talk with somebody from Arkansas. We'll get that series previewed, plus maybe some other stuff as well. Talk to you. Oh, our spring practice series begins this week as well. We'll talk to somebody from the University of Alabama as we can start looking around the conference for football talk. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.